podcasting brought to you by New Constructs, an independent investment research firm committed to helping our clients invest wisely and confidently. Visit newconstructs.com or tweet us at New Constructs. Here's your host, investor and market veteran, David Trainer.
Hi, this is David Trainer, CEO of New Constructs. And today I'm going to tell you about an SEC decision that made it easier for Chinese companies to commit fraud. First, I want to remind you that to access our research, www.newconstructs.com, at New Constructs on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, look us up, we're there, easy to find, tons of great research, tons of samples of stock picks, tons of white papers on all the accounting loopholes that companies can manipulate to manage their earnings, and tons of podcasts like this one talking to you about how to best protect yourself from companies that are disguising the truth about what it is they're doing. And one of the really most interesting things a friend of mine pointed out to me recently, a friend who's in the business of helping prevent fraud in the accounting business in general, referred me to a gentleman named Paul Gillis, who wrote an excellent article called The SEC Caves on China. And effectively, what he's highlighting is the fact that the SEC was trying to make the auditing firms in China abide by the same rules as the auditing firms in the United States. In particular, these audit firms are required to share with the SEC and the PCAOB, which is the Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. They're required to share their work papers, which is the work that they do behind the scenes in doing the audit. And these work papers, because I was an auditor, I know, effectively are sort of the data trail that back up all the decisions and the information that's presented in the filings. And so it's effectively the data trail behind the filings. And these work papers are really important because they go into all the detail and every single account that gets aggregated into something else and created in an account or that gets created in the financial statement. So, you know, a line like cost of goods sold on an income statement in the financial statements can have many different sets of working papers behind that, going into every element of cost of goods sold, right down to the smallest, pretty much account level. And those working papers are the data trail that allow you to investigate each one of those. And without access to the working papers, you're really not able to get a sense of what the heck was really going on, especially in fraud cases. And so the SEC basically went after the Chinese branches of the big public accounting firms, the big four public accounting firms, KPMG, Deloitte & Touche, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and Ernst & Young. Of course, it's not Deloitte & Touche anymore, it's just Deloitte. Sorry about that. Aged myself a little bit there. And so in 2012, they fired charges against these guys saying, listen, we need to be able to test the quality of the underlying audits and protect investors from the danger of accounting fraud. You know, and so you've got to share this information with us in the same way that all U.S. companies share it. And now, I don't think that the SEC, and Paul Gillis points this out, they never really, you know, planned to bring these guys to court and sue and take them off the exchange. It was really just a bluff to say, hey, look, man, we got to have people playing on the same playing field. And China has refused to provide this kind of transparency because they say it violates their sort of potentially violates state secrets and company secrets and, you know, basically, I don't know, excuses that they need to maintain some sort of secrecy where the SEC says, well, listen, you can do all that you want, but if you've chosen to be listed on a public exchange in the United States, well, then you need to be willing to be engaged in a business that's not going to threaten your state secrets, right? It's not like they're, you know, the company, the defense contractor, the company that's creating the special secret military technology is going to be publicly traded anyway, right? So it seems like just sort of a cover for the Chinese folks to effectively get away with more fraud. Yeah, and the SEC also did an editorial on this back in February of this year, February 26, 2015. And what they pointed out is that there are something like 170 or more U.S.-listed Chinese companies that have faced scrutiny for embezzlement, theft, misrepresentation, and other types of abuses. And so this is a big problem. And basically, China refused to back down, and the SEC backed off. They slapped the firms with a $500,000 fine, a token fine, less than the average partner salary, and agreed the accounting firms in China agree to follow certain procedures for conveying audit information to the SEC through Chinese state regulators. Yet Chinese authorities aren't even party to the agreement. So, I mean, it's basically a zero. The SEC backed down. They sued these audit firms and said, listen, until we get access to your working papers, we're not going to let these guys continue to trade in the U.S. or for your audit to be valid. China said, okay, whatever, we're not going to do anything anyway. And the SEC, okay, well, it's all right. Well, then you can continue to trade in the U.S. and we're not going to be able to enforce the audit standards. So, you know, when they're not letting them look at the working papers, effectively that means that neither the SEC or the PCAOB can go in and audit the auditors. All right? Auditors need to be audited too. You need to make sure they're doing the right stuff, especially when you got 170 cases of potential fraud out there and a lot of cases of actual fraud that have happened. I'm sure we've all heard about these Chinese companies that have been busted for fraud. This is not new news. And so if that's happening, well, then you want to let the people like the SEC and the PCAOB go in and say, where did this audit go wrong? How did you miss this? And they go back, they study the working papers, they figure out what they missed. And they use that to amend rules or to direct other auditors to look for the things that were the cause of the fraud in one instance across other instances, right? You find a trick that they use to create fraud in one spot and you say, ah, I'm not going to let them get away with that anymore. Let's see if everyone else is doing that going forward. So it's a really important part of the process that is applied in the U.S. You know, I mean, you know, anytime there's a fraud in the U.S., the SEC will take, you know, they'll get in there, the Department of Enforcement, and they will, you know, use that situation as an opportunity to prevent future frauds and make sure that that version of fraud that did get through the filings is never going to happen again. Now, one thing this does bring to bear, and one of the comments on these articles, both from Paul Gellison of the Wall Street Journal, was that there are signs in these filings of fraud anyway. And we've seen some of these as well. Some of it comes from the auditors in terms of they're having questions about the lack of internal controls, and we'll flag that in our analysis. And we'll also flag other things like, you know, a lot of hidden charges that they don't put in the income statement, or, you know, sometimes these Chinese companies will have multiple sort of tangential entities through which they're doing business as a way to kind of create shell companies that cover up activities that they don't really want to have included in their financial statements. The point is, look, diligence with Chinese companies is extremely important. Their auditors are able to operate with such a sense of, I don't know, freedom from oversight that no other audit firms that have companies listed in the U.S. are allowed to operate with. And that's a bad thing. That's a big red flag. So if you're going to be anything close to involved in a Chinese company, you better make sure you're reading the entire filing, because if we're able to catch stuff that the SEC or other investors are missing by going through footnotes, well, then you're going to need that, because the information we're getting, we know that is potentially suspect. So we got to make sure we make the most of that, which we do get. Or you know what? Just avoid Chinese companies altogether. That might not be such a bad idea.